Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Wednesday, January 5th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Well, hang on to your face mask. In fact, maybe upgrade it to an N95. Dr. Mark Galley, California's Health and Human Services Secretary, announced today that the state's indoor mask-wearing mandate that was to expire in 10 days has been extended through at least February 15th. Blame the soaring number of new COVID-19 infections for that. And Dr. Galley says when the extra month of face mask rules expires,
at that time, we will again reevaluate the conditions across California, our communities, and our healthcare delivery settings to make sure that we are taking the latest information into account.
The jump in new COVID-19 infections is also why testing sites are getting swamped. The Long Beach Health Department says its testing site at the Long Beach City College PCH campus is really crowded. It's also a challenge to find a same-day appointment at one of the curative sites in L.A. Curative medical advisor Dr. Jeffrey Klausner says wait times for walk-ups are up to an hour.
We really should be prioritizing testing recommendations for those who have symptoms and those who are at high risk for complications, such as the elderly, people with chronic medical conditions, and those who are unvaccinated. I mean, vaccinated, asymptomatic people really should not be rushing to get tested.
Curative's Dr. Jeffrey Klausner. The surge in COVID-19 infections has sidelined a lot of L.A. firefighters, 284 today. L.A. Fire says that's a pandemic high. That does not count 41 members of the department who've been placed on unpaid leave for not complying with the city of L.A.'s COVID-19 vaccination mandate. The number of LAPD officers sidelined by COVID-19 is bigger, 416 out today, plus another 80 civilians who work for the LAPD. Department brass says the LAPD is still meeting its staffing requirements and its core services have not been disrupted. You know what has been disrupted? The Grammys, scheduled for January 31st at downtown LA's newly renamed Crypto.com Arena. The Recording Academy was hoping for a somewhat normal Grammy show, but the Omicron variant scrambled that hope. The Recording Academy says it postponed the ceremony after careful consideration and analysis with health officials and the musical artists who were set to play. And the cancellations don't stop with the Grammys. KPCC's John Horn says just 2 weeks before it was supposed to start, the Sundance Film Festival is canceling its Utah gathering.
Organizers for the nation's biggest showcase of independent film had hoped mandatory booster shots and proof of a negative COVID test would allow Sundance to proceed from January 20th to the 30th. But the surge in new coronavirus cases, including areas around the festival's home in Park City, Utah, forced Sundance to admit that in-person attendance would be irresponsible in this climate. It's not just public screenings that would carry a risk. Sundance is also famous for crowded parties, standing room only concerts, and jam-packed restaurants. Like last year, Sundance will now be entirely virtual, but even with the 2021 festival unfolding on laptops, the drama Coda set an all-time Sundance sales record of $25 million. I'm John Horn.
And one more note on big events and pandemic cancellations. State and local health officials are talking with the NFL about the Super Bowl. It's scheduled for Sunday, February 13th at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood. First time the LA area has had a Super Bowl in 29 years. For now, SoFi is still the Super Bowl site, but the NFL says it has looked into backup sites. LA has its first known case of Flurona, A flu-rona is when you get the flu and COVID-19 at the same time. This first flu-rona case was diagnosed in a teenage boy who tested positive for both. An official with 911 COVID testing says the boy was tested at a site near the Getty Center. He was unvaccinated for both flu and COVID-19 and had developed a runny nose after a recent trip to Mexico. Dr. Monica Gandy is an infectious disease expert at UC San Francisco. She says, don't think if you have the flu, you can't catch COVID-19 or vice versa.
They don't actually go through the same receptors and they don't out-compete each other or take the ability, you know, away from each other to be infected.
And Dr. Gandy says we could see more flu-rona cases as more people get tested for flu and find out they're also positive for COVID-19. UC San Francisco's Dr. Monica Gandy is one of the COVID-19 experts you hear daily on KPCC's Air Talk. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.